Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. We made it to Friday, Alan.
We did, David. For all those people who also made it to Friday this week, congratulations. Everybody else is out vacationing, but you're here and working, or maybe you're vacationing. In any case, it's Friday.
Well, the president was in upstate New York greeting Governor Cuomo, who met him at the airport with his daughters yesterday, who he was taking to college shortly thereafter, making his, as the Times put it, limited his role with the president yesterday.
Well, yes, David, we've discussed this before. We know that this is a very smart move, political move on the governor's part. Because the president is not only going to emphasize the cost of college, but he's also going around to places where fracking is a hot topic, and he's being met by protesters. So what happens is the governor is limiting his exposure. The governor is very popular in New York State. He has a 63% approval rating. His upstate strategy is in play. He knows very hard that he's working on it, and he doesn't want to blow it. The president, on the other hand, is in full campaign mode. He's quite wonderful when he does this. And he's showing the old spark that he had when he was campaigning, as opposed to the extremely difficult job that he has to do, probably the hardest job in the world as president of the United States. You know, David, you can see his hair turning grayer and grayer as he goes around and looks at every foreign policy issue, Egypt and everything else. And here, it's quite clear that he's having fun. So, you know, you go to your strength, and this is his strength. As for Cuomo and his daughters, it's a brilliant stroke, because here's the president trying to make the case on college affordability. And the president, of course, has daughters on the way up. Cuomo has saying goodbye to these wonderful twins of his, and he's sending them off to Brown and to Harvard, and he's kidding around about how he's going to pay for all of this. Of course, we don't have to get the violins out, because we know he has a great deal of money, trust funds and everything else. But for everybody, college is a lot of money. We're talking about full boat approaching $60,000 a year. Most Americans can't do that. While some get a break, and while there are some scholarships, it really isn't true for everybody. And I think Cuomo's alluding to how much he has to pay drives it home in the same way that Obama specifically is trying to embarrass our colleges and universities into not hiking the prices the way they happen.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us on a Friday. Alan, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
David, you too, and thanks for everything you're doing. We all appreciate it.